The extent of the damage to Swan Park is extensive, and the Buncrana Tidy Towns are just devastated and horrified, like I say, at the extent of it. It's across the park, and it has really taken away from the from just the beauty of the park as it is. Its benches, its bins, its walls. Like the effort that will be required to get rid of this graffiti is going to be really significant.
And it flies in the face of all the effort of locals and volunteers and the Tidy Towns initiative in getting it up to the standard it's at.
Absolutely. I cannot overstate the importance of Swan Park to not only to the local community as an amenity, but also to visitors who come to Buncrana. We're incredibly proud of our town. We've just won our second gold medal on the Tidy Towns competition. We increased our points this year. So it is a beautiful town that the people who live there are really proud of it, but we're also really proud of it to bring visitors there and to encourage and welcome them. And for a critical amenity like Swan Park to be attacked in this way is just truly shocking.
What's your message to those responsible?
To the young people who, and I'm making an assumption it's young people, maybe it's not, but to those who did, if they think this is an act of rebellion or some sort of statement on social affairs, it's absolutely not. If you are frustrated with the world around you or you're angry at decisions that are made, going attacking your local community is not the way to resolve it. In fact, I would encourage them to get involved with people like Buncrana Tidy Towns, really civic-minded individuals who want to put their town and community first. And that is the best act of rebellion that any person can make if they're frustrated with the world around them.
And finally, Sinead, the council has been contacted to do what they can to tidy this situation up. I'm sure there'll be other efforts required.
Absolutely. And Buncrana Tidy Towns has a really good working relationship with our local representatives from Donegal County Council, be it the management and the local councillors. And that's a very productive working relationship with them. And we always roll in behind each other to ensure that our town maintains its beauty and its amenities to the kind of standard that we are used to.